following program is brought to you in living color.
What is a grape?
A grape is a vine that may be a Chardonnay, a Cabernet, a Merlot.
Is it like a small potato?
No, no, there's no relationship with a potato.
I would like to see one day a grape.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A grapes?
A grape.
Yeah. Grape.
Yeah.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
You ain't no link. No, miss. That's what my poor old mother would say to you.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. We are here for you here at The Crush. Well, we are off and rolling to an exciting summer Wine Crush show, and I am happy to be back in the studio and be talking with all of you. And, of course, that's what we want to do is talk with all of you. So anything you hear today you enjoy or take offense to, particularly if you take offense to, that means you get to call Kent. Call us 877-427-8741, or you can email me directly, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Yes, the summer is upon us. We have Memorial Day behind us, and we are just looking at a great summer ahead of us. And as we do that, it reminds me, and especially now, remember when we were all in school and we had to write these lovely essays, what I learned on my summer vacation. I had enough sense. I recently took my summer vacation, and boy, did I learn a lot. Kent, back in the Stone Age when you were in school, did you have to chisel this out on a tablet, or did you have to write these essays as well?
No, it was a part of the presidential program for mental fitness from President Lincoln, as I remember when I was in school.
So. Ah.
Yeah, we did that. We did that a lot.
Did you ever learn anything great on your summer vacations?
I did. I learned most of my stuff on my summer vacations.
And what would you do on your summer vacations?
Why would you go to the beach and you'd learn about, you know, sea life and things like that. Now you learn about oil spills.
Now you learn about oil spills.
Different now.
Yes, we all better enjoy our vacation early, especially if you in the Southeast or those of you who are planning to go to the East Coast. We better enjoy it while we can. And that is exactly what I did this past weekend and this past week. And that's why y'all missed my charming voice last week, so that we could have new and exciting topics to talk about. Well, that's exactly what we're going to base today's show off of, is what I learned on my summer vacation. But we're also going to talk about overall tasting experience. We have a lot of interesting topics that, as usual, I'm going to weave into some kind of delicate, wonderful, informative web, and you can learn all you want to. Now, if I'm not good enough for you, we do have some help today. We have Catherine Nunes. She is from TastingRoom.com, and she's going to tell us about their great programs and how to help you learn how to taste and how to work through some interesting wines out there. So before we get into what I have learned and what I have done, we, of course, have to do some wine recommendations. Now, I am a little tired of California wines. Yes, I still love my Chardonnays. Please don't worry. I have not changed that much. But today I have two interesting recommendations. The first is Torresala Pinot Grigio. Now, this is a wine I have loved on and off for the past 20 years. For those of you who are familiar with it, you remember it used to have this bird on the label. Well, fortunately, they have gotten past the bird on the label, and it's now very clean, very fresh looking. This, of course, is an Italian Pinot Grigio. What most people don't know is it's made and produced by the Santa Margherita family. And so because of you who are lovely Santa Margherita fans, you love the wine. Obviously, since it's in the restaurant top 20 every single year, it's something that you do enjoy. It might be worth it on a week you have a budget to try out Torresala. It's clean. It's fresh. It doesn't have that overly cloying minerality sometimes you can get, and it's not overly acidic. So it has a really, really good balance, and I think it's something that everyone will enjoy as we creep into the 90s, the 100s, and the 110s as summer progresses. Now, as far as a red, we have talked a little bit about Chile. We've talked about natural disasters down there, and things seem to be recuperating nicely. The whole line, Concha Toro, they do amazing things for the value. But it's funny. I don't know whether this is just on my mind because of my frame of mind. But Casiero del Diablo, the cellar of the devil. They do a little Cabernet that is just out of this world. It is great for the price point. It always gets nice recommendations from all the great press, and it's inexpensive. It won't break the bank. It has that lushness, the ready-to-drink now. It has a tannic structure to it, but nothing you're going to find offensive, nothing you taste and decide that you want to pucker up like you've had a persimmon. So our two wine recommendations for today, Torresola Pinot Grigio from Italy, made by the fine people at Santa Margherita, and also Conciatoro Casiero del Diablo Cabernet Sauvignon. You will find it wonderful. Just a reminder, it is perfectly acceptable to chill your red wines. In fact, I encourage you to do so. I have to do this about every 6 weeks and remind people, no, you are not savages to put your red wines in the refrigerator about 20 minutes before you serve them. I don't know what part of the country you live in, but if you live where I do, when room temperature tends to be about 90 degrees, it's not the most appreciable way to taste wine. And that's what we're after today, is how to taste wine and looking at tasting wine. But let's think about it. It's summertime. For you people, we know you're wine lovers. You're listening to The Wine Crush. You're learning about wine. Obviously, if you decide to take a break from the daily grind and go on vacation, you want to go off and enjoy your leisure pursuits. Whether it's at the beach, like Kent said, or whether it's up in the mountains, most of us tend to escape to some kind of touristy destination. I have done just that. I took my parents up to Maine. We have never, ever been to Maine. We are charmed by the state. It was lovely. We stayed in the Kennebunkport area for about a week. Now, you think Kennebunkport, you think of George Bush, you think about all the money and the upper crust and the elite that are in that area, and the place is absolutely beautiful and the houses are astounding. But you would think that there would be great, great places to go and enjoy the water and enjoy the shore. And this is nothing against Kennebunkport, but of course, I am a wine aficionado. More than that, I'm a wine drinker. Let's face facts. You give me a cup full of wine and I'm going to pretty much be happy at any given circumstances, particularly if you're defensive drinking like I tend to do around, relatives and friends. So we go up to Kennebunkport and I'm very excited because, of course, we all know that Maine's known for lobster. And I have deliberately not had lobster for the past 6 months and decided I was going to gorge myself the whole time I was up there. Well, yes, lobster aplenty. There were little claws a-cracking everywhere we went. But when you think about lobster, you think about great Chardonnays, you think about Sancerres, even you think about the Riesling, if you're going to put some kind of great seasoning on it, some kind of sweetness, something, anything. Yes, as we went out to restaurants, I could find lobster any way known to mankind, from mashed potatoes to macaroni and cheese to on a roll to steamed to boiled to broiled, tail, claw, head. I never knew you could suck a lobster's head. But yet, when I went to find something that went with it, all I saw were Sam Adams umbrellas and bottles. When I went to look at wine list, it was the same wine list, whatever restaurant I went to. So it sparked my imagination. This cannot be the only tourist place on the planet that doesn't cater to tourist wine drinkers. So I want to kind of talk about that today. When you're going on vacation, if you're a wine drinker, you need to prepare ahead of time. And that's something we'll get into in our second segment. We'll talk about how to get ready to vacation as a wine lover. But also, we want to directly talk to some of these tourist towns and the people who are involved in it. And I encourage those of you who are listening in Kennebunkport, please feel free to call in. I'm sure you'll have some opinions, 877-427-8741, or email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. But when I go on vacation, I want to be able to sit back and enjoy my meal and enjoy the view. And I'm not looking for $100 bottles of Chardonnay. I am looking for, number one, a nice glass. Number two, something that's not corked. Number three, something I can't find stacked at the end of every grocery store aisle. I want something unique. I want something appreciative. I want something that I can enjoy. Now, obviously, if I'm a tourist, I'm in Kennebunkport, I'm not scared to spend money. I am not scared to spend the $100 on a bottle of Chardonnay, but I shouldn't have to. I should be able to have great glassware, great service, and great things. And I would expect that from all of us when we're on vacation. Kent, when you go on vacation, do you ever have problems totally relaxing or finding things that appeal to you?
Very often.
Is that because you are picky or because you just tend to go to destinations where they cater to tourists and tourists only?
Probably a little bit of both. You do. You expect a lot when you go on vacation.
All of us do. And I think even the people in the tourist towns, they go on vacation to get away from the tourist.
Oh.
But ultimately, tourists are there to spend money, and tourist towns exist to make money. So why not give the tourists what they want? That's one thing I'm finding, no matter where I go and as I travel more for pleasure that doesn't involve wine country, I find less creative things. The more touristy the town or the more touted it is to please come visit, the less creativity I see. And hopefully someone's listening to the show today and will say, oh, hey, maybe she has a point.
Now, do you find that in California wine country when you go up there?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I mean, that's obviously a whole different ball game. But, you know, I think we did a show recently on our Chicago trip. Well, not recently. It was in the last year, you know, talking about going to Chicago and the little tourist areas and the fact that we had wine shot and bad treatment and bad wines. New York has proved the exception, but you've got to search for it. New Orleans, I'm not even getting New Orleans. I gave up trying to drink wine in New Orleans. That's just not fun.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
It's just easier to drink liquor. They have so many frozen, frothy things that if you ask for a glass of wine, the bartender tends to look at you dirty.
Okay.
So we've learned that. But also part of that is just relaxing and enjoying, and we're going to give you tips on how to enjoy your vacation, how to find the best place to go, and, of course, once you decide to vacation, how to taste your wine and truly appreciate it. We're going to take a small break right here, but when we come back, we will get into all this wonderful information and more.
The Wine Crush, presented by Lot18.com.
With so many wine choices, it can be difficult to know what type of wine to buy. Lot 18 is a convenient and affordable new way to sample great wines. Each product is sourced by Lot 18 experts directly with the producer. This allows us to offer wine shipped to you at low prices.
Start your own wine adventure with Lot18.com today. Register now for free at Lot 18 and receive $10 off your first order. Visit Lot18.com/The Wine Crush. That's Lot18.com/The Wine Crush.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? Increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking.
Hmm.
You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we are taking on tourism and tasting, two ideas that may seem far apart from each other but really are very close. Now, for those of you who listened to the opening of the show, you've got to be thinking, my God, what a snob. She can't find anything she's happy about. She never enjoys anything. But I wanted to point out the fact that I am perfectly happy drinking anything. I am the firm believer and the one that's trying to teach you. Remember, the moment is not about what's in your glass, but the company around you. It does help to enjoy the company around you if you're enjoying what's in your glass. And that's what we're trying to tie into today, looking at things that are more creative and how to truly enjoy your vacation. And please know, the kind citizens of Kennebunkport, I am not just picking on you. Whether it's Savannah, Georgia, whether it's Key West, whether it's Richmond, it seems like everywhere I go into, I fall in the habit of finding these restaurants that offer the same wines in the same little wine shot glasses. If I'm really lucky, I'm sitting outside and I can get a glass. And it just, there's no imagination put into it. It seems like the overriding principle in some of these tourist areas is they're tourist. I'll never see them again. I don't care. Give me the $8 for your glass of Chardonnay and move on. And we want to get away from that. We're educated consumers. We have our money. We'd like to spend it. Since everyone's doing staycations and we're still worried about the economy, local people need to perk their ears up, pay attention, and know that if you cater to tourists, they will come back. Now, of course, your nightmare could be true and they decide to buy a house and move up there. But nevertheless, there is a fine balance between the two and we hope to find it. But for those of you who are going on vacation and are going to relax and get away from it all, literally, I do have some advice after traveling. We have done a couple of these on various shows, but three little pieces to give you. Number one, I learned this. Obviously, the airlines are charging a lot for baggage these days. They're charging $20, $25 for a checked bag. Now, for those of you who are renting a house or going to a tourist area where you don't know where the grocery store is, the liquor store is, or even what the liquor laws are, if you can buy wine up there, I firmly recommend investing in a wine shipper. And what these are, they're big cardboard boxes. You can fit 12 bottles of wine into them, tape them up, and as you get on the plane, check them as baggage. I looked into having my shipper ship to the house where we were staying in Maine, and it was going to cost me $75, and I got a long lecture on the rural postal routes in Maine and how I may or may not get it. So what I decided to do, for $25, I checked my case of wine. It was handled. It arrived in one piece. And I had my wine to drink, and all I had to pay was the $25. Definitely worth the investment. Definitely something to think about. It's a whole lot better to know that your wine is on the plane with you than once you touch down, you have to run around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to find the local Mega Mart or the local liquor store or the local gas station or whatever it is you're looking for. Secondly, so that you can avoid the dilemma I'm in, I could have used this piece of advice from somebody before I travel. Look ahead on sites such as thewinespectator.com to find restaurants in the area you're going that are wine friendly. This will tell you one of two things. One, on that wine that you checked on the airplane, whether you can bring your bottle of wine in for a corkage fee. Or two, you can narrow down the possibilities if you want to go for fine dining and experience wine and have a nice event. If you go on websites like The Spectator, they will give you advice on who's an award winner, who's a grand award winner, and they will talk about the region of the country. Definitely do some homework. Those are the best pieces of advice for wine lovers I can give you. Let's face facts, things are not going to change overnight. But I will say this on the flip side. When you find a restaurant in your tourist town or your destination where you're going on vacation that treats you well, that has nice wine, has great food, don't feel obligated that you have to try somewhere else. If you find something you like, stay with it. Don't think, oh, well, I've been there once. I don't need to go back. Just remember, it's about the company you keep, not where you're keeping it. So, we, believe it or not, do take emails from you, and that's what this is all about. We encourage you, call us, 877-4CRUSH1, which is 427-8741, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. And right now, we do have some emails from you. Right now, this is from Keith. Keith writes, I have followed your advice and do my best to drink local when traveling. So far, it has proven to be a most disappointing experience. What benefit is it to drink local wine when the wines are all bad? Well, Keith, I understand your dilemma. Definitely, I think you should try local. I think anytime you're going anywhere, whether it's wine country, there are wineries in all 50 states, it's worth trying. But here's the catch with that, Keith, and something you didn't mention. Yes, there's a plethora of bad wine out there. There is a lot of bad wine in California. There's a lot of bad wine anywhere you go. The key is, Keith, is here's my bet. Keith, you're probably a Cabernet drinker, a Merlot drinker. You have something in mind that you drink. And that's the one thing. If you're going to drink local, you need to appreciate what the local grapes are. Do you necessarily go down to the state of Georgia and drink a glass of Chardonnay? Probably not. Should you go to the state of Virginia and drink a glass of, Zinfandel? Probably not. But each one of these states has something unique, you know, whether it's the Sauvignon Blanc from Virginia, whether it's Muscadine or Scuppernong from Georgia. Try the grapes and try the varietals that your servers, that someone in the restaurant recommends. A Chardonnay is a Chardonnay is a Chardonnay, and all of us have had great Chardonnays. If you go someplace like the state of North Carolina and try a Chardonnay and you hate it, it will turn you off for the rest of your life to North Carolina wines. You have to try with an open mind when you try these wines. If you're a wine drinker and you have a set palate and something you love, obviously you're not going to love the wines if you go in and order the Chardonnay after you just finished off a California Pallmeyer. Be open-minded. Be willing to try new varietals. And Keith, once I think you take that attitude towards it, if you go up to Niagara Falls and you try a Riesling and you hate it, fine. Quit drinking local wine. You just don't have the palate for it. But chances are, if you'll find that the variety that's indigenous to that area, you'll be most pleased. So give that a shot.
Do you think Keith is a little bit overcritical? Because aren't you prejudiced a little bit against local wines?
Am I? No, I am not. I think there's great local winemakers. I think every state has what they do well. My problem with local wines is when they do one of two things. One, they try and plant one of the major varietals, Cab, Chard, or Pinot Noir, and try and make it taste like California wine.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, here's my favorite, and I've seen this now in probably 15 different states where I visited the wineries. They have wineries in their state, and yet the juice comes from California. I have never understood that. And I would say, like I said, I can think of 30 wines off the top of my head that these quote-unquote local wineries ship their juice in from California and make the wine on property. And I just don't understand that. However, if you go up, like I was mentioned about, Lake Niagara in that area, Niagara-on-the-Lake, and try their Rieslings, they're outstanding. You try their Chardonnays and you try and compare them to California, no, it's not going to work. So it's a key of being open-minded. So, Keith, I hope that helps. As you're open-minded, as am I working on it, and we all should be. I have another email. This one is from Catherine in Hillsborough. She writes, what is the best vacation spot for wine lovers? Well, Catherine, whatever vacation spot appeals to you. Obviously, we've talked about wine country, but ultimately, if you love wine, you can always take it with you. Just remember that. We're going to take a small break here on The Crush, but when we return, we're going to get a little away from tourism, more into tasting to give you some finer points on how to enjoy daily life and, of course, your vacation.
Sometimes shopping for wine can be intimidating. What if you could have your own team of wine experts to help you discover new wines and great values? Lot 18 members have access to some of the finest wines from around the world, and each selection is sourced by Lot 18 experts directly with the producer.
Start your own wine adventure with Lot18.com today. Register now for free at Lot 18 and receive $10 off your first order. Visit Lot18.com/TheWineCrush. That's Lot18.com/TheWineCrush.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much
savings.
Better!
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today so far, we've been talking about vacation and tourism and how to deal with wine tasting when you're away. But we're going to kind of morph a little bit, and we're going to go into the whole concept of tasting wines anyway, since you're being subjected to the ideas of my vacation, and that's what vacation is for me, tasting different wines, relaxing and having fun with it. A lot of people often ask me, well, how do you do wine tastings? What's involved in it? And how does it impact me? Now, here's a great example of how not to do a tasting. It's funny. I know I've complained a lot about wine and tourism, but invariably, when I go out to dinner and I'm sitting there with my family and my husband, and we're in a tourist town, and I have to subject myself to one of these wine lists that I have seen pretty much cookie stamped all over the place. I was sitting there, and I had a glass of wine delivered, and I tasted it and was corked. And my husband looked at me and said, "Don't even think about it. Don't even try it. It took us 15 minutes to get that glass of wine. Shut up and drink it." So it brought to mind the whole idea of how did I know this wine was corked, and how does this taste really apply to me? Now, I'm going to start this off by using an email I received, because we can have a little fun with this. And this email is from Tara, and Tara writes us from D.C. Tara writes, "What factors influence your perception when you taste wine, and how can you get around that, or how do you accommodate for that?" Well, Tara, there is nothing that doesn't influence your palate and your taste for wine. Whether it's the example I just mentioned, am I 100% certain that wine was corked that I had out with my husband? No. Was I unhappy about waiting 20 minutes? Was it crowded? Was I hot? Yes. Was that wine going to be good no matter what it was? Probably not. And that's important to remember. When we stage tastings at our home, when we're tasting wines individually, everything goes into that. Wine is totally subjective. So to give you a rough idea of things that affect your palate and things that taste a wine tasting, number one, time of day. If you talk to anybody who is truly in the professional tasting business or in the wine business, they will tell you that morning is best to taste wine. And of course, a lot of you are going, "Oh yeah, great job, professional alcoholic, get up in the morning and drink wine." No, seriously, that's when your palate is the cleanest. That's when you're likely to taste more flavors. as the day progresses, you've had breakfast, you've had lunch, you've had different things on your palate, you have chewed gum, you have had coffee, you've had Red Bull, you have had different things that influence the way you taste things, and they do morph the way a wine tastes. Temperature. Now, temperature obviously applies to the wine. We've talked about that. I mentioned earlier it's perfectly acceptable to chill your reds, but I'm talking about the ambient temperature around you. Are you tasting wine out in the sunshine? Is the room you're tasting in frigid cold? Different things like that will obviously influence how you taste things. If things are very, very hot, say you're tasting Cabernet out at a festival outside and it's 90 degrees, the wine's going to be more aromatic. There's going to be more alcohol leaching off that. It's going to taste more alcoholic. On the same token, if you're cold, the wine's going to seem tighter. Different things like that can obviously be subjective and affect. It doesn't just have to be the temperature of the wine. It can be the ambient temperature around you. Outside smells definitely can affect how you taste wine. Whether it's the woman sitting across from you who is wearing a lot of perfume that smells like gardenia, no matter where you go, you're going to smell gardenia. The man who's wearing too much cologne, even little things like stuff you wear on your own body is going to morph itself into your wine. One of the worst ones I've ever had is I had to do a wine dinner at a restaurant that was had just recently been built, and it still smelled like paint. So you walked in and you got the paint fumes. Well, once people walked in and had a smell of all the paint, they could get absolutely nothing off the wines. The dinner was unsuccessful because no one could really taste the finer points and they couldn't smell the finer points. So keep that in mind. Definitely outside smells affect it. Now, this is one of my pet peeves, and this is something that really does matter. And I think I've mentioned this on the show before. Glassware makes a big difference in tasting. When you sit down and you do a tasting, and unfortunately, a lot of restaurants, every restaurant I went to in the past week, did these tiny little glasses that were 4 inches off the table, had a bowl that was 6 ounces, and it looked like you could do a little mini fishbowl in there. No, these things are unacceptable. When you get the big glassware, it's not just to be showy. It actually helps funnel the aromas and the bouquet into something that you can get on your nose. It can hit the olfactory nerve, and you can get a better impression of the flavors of the wine. It does make a big difference. Now, Tara, we're talking about tasting. We're talking about doing things where you're trying to learn about the wines. Obviously, if you're just going to drink sitting on a patio somewhere, all this doesn't matter. You're just consuming wine. But something else to think about, these are all little factors to go into when, say, you want to do a home tasting. You want to keep everybody involved in it. You want to make sure people are enjoying it. So you have to be careful if you're going to stage a tasting on your own. Make sure the temperature in the house is not 200 degrees. Make sure that flowers or Febreze or candles are overwhelming the scent of the wine. You need to make sure, of course, that everybody is respectful of their different glassware, and someone wearing some kind of lipstick doesn't get their glass messed up with someone else. Believe it or not, the smell of the lipstick can affect it. So Tara, I hope that helps. I hope it answers all your questions. I know it's a very, very rough list of things, but it should give you an idea that ultimately, when it comes down to it, tasting wine is subjective. I have told this story over and over again. I will say to this day that one of the best glasses of wine I've ever had is Bonterra Viognier. And I had it because it took me 3.5 hours to get up to the Fetzer Winery about 20 years ago and had to drive through the Russian River, literally through the Russian River because it was flooding. By the time I got up there, got the glass of wine in my hand, got my shoes up and got in the garden, to this day, I have tried all the major Bordeaux's, I've tried major Burgundies, I have had 100-point wines. I still remember that glass of Bonterra Viognier fondly and will still tell people it's my favorite. Why? Because it was subjective, and that's all that matters. Once again, it's about you, where you are, what you're doing. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. There's not much else you can do. But right now, we are fortunate. We're going to take a small break, and once we do, when we get back, we're going to have a truly expert on the concept of tasting join us. We have Catherine Nunes from tasting.com. So hang around a bit, and we will learn more about tasting and how to do it correctly.
The Wine Crush, presented by Lot18.com.
With so many wine choices, it can be difficult to know what type of wine to buy. Lot 18 is a convenient and affordable new way to sample great wines. Each product is sourced by Lot 18 experts directly with the producer. This allows us to offer wine shipped to you at low prices.
Start your own wine adventure with Lot18.com today. Register now for free at Lot 18 and receive $10 off your first order. Visit Lot18.com/The Wine Crush. That's Lot18.com/The Wine Crush.
I'm sitting at mid-court, and the last time around, the wave took out half of my Coke. And it's coming again.
The wave is coming.
We, the fans, must stop this wave and protect our Coke. It's still coming. Cheerleaders, fire the t-shirt guns. Buzzer guy, distract them with buzzing.
Wolf, howl. Hold on!
Looks like we did it. Nice job, everybody.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
Better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And as you can guess, as we get to this segment of the show, we can tie it all together. And even though we all love vacation, we love going out, what's the best place to taste and learn wines? It's going to be in your own house. And right now, we have the woman who can help you do that at a fraction of the cost and to make your day just a remarkable joy in planning very easy. Right now, we have Catherine Nunes of TastingRoom.com. Catherine, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you very much.
It is so nice to have you on the show. It is just, we had talked about the 50 milliliter bottles probably about 5 months ago, and I said, watch for this. Someone's going to come up with a really cool idea on how to do tastings, and now I have the woman who has put it all together.
And now we're bringing it together on TastingRoom.com.
I love it. Tell our listeners what TastingRoom.com offers.
Well, TastingRoom.com is a place where you can come to try before you buy wine. It's an online service, but more importantly, it's delivering wine tasting kits to your home from top wineries, including people that are in Napa, Sonoma, Central Coast right now.
It is.
And so we package them in a really unique and special way so that you really try it. We're really trying to bring the experience of wine tasting to your home directly from the vintners themselves.
Now, you do this. It's not like people have to call you and they order 750 milliliter bottles and it costs them $200. Tell our listeners what's unique about what you do.
Well, each wine tasting kit is priced between $19.99 and $29.99. Each winery selects from their full selection of wines that they have to offer the ones that they want to present to you and let you taste. And so each of these kits features 4 to 6 different samples in 50 milliliter sizes. They look like mini wine bottles. They've got the label of the winery. And more importantly, inside every wine tasting kit is a description of how you should taste wines directly from the vintners themselves. We don't try to write it. We let the vintners do the job of doing that. And then we find that, you know, consumers' taste counts. At the end of the day, it's all about the consumer deciding that they love the wine or not.
Now, for our listeners, tastingroom.com is not one of these wholesale kind of outlets that gets damaged wine. It's not something that these wines are unheard of. We are talking about Trefethen. We're talking Deloach. We're talking Gunlot Bunshee. We're talking about one of my all-time favorites, Gurgitch. These are not cheap, bad, off-label wines. These are some of the true legends of the winemaking business.
I think we started off with sort of the legends because these are people that really have spent generations in many cases trying to get people to sort of understand and try their wines by having wonderful tasting room experiences, and now we wanted to push that out into directly to people's home. The other thing I sort of want to mention sort of to make it affordable is the way we sort of set up the system is after you purchase and have your wine tasting experience, every order that comes through tastingroom.com comes with a special discount coupon to buy bottles that you've tasted and you know you love. And so we sort of make it this cycle of trying and then buying and making it a value to do that through us.
I mean, so that's a dream come true, something we hear from listeners a lot here on The Crush, and we've gotten some emails today along those lines are, well, you know, I'd love to do a wine tasting at home, but I can't afford to do it. There's too many different wines. How many different varietals? How should I do this? You've given them a perfect little kit that just makes it easy and ready to go.
And to take the risk out of doing it. I mean, I stand there at the shelves, whether I'm purchasing, you know, in any environment, and I'm looking across the shelves, and I'm trying to study the label and saying, particularly with premium wines that I'm spending over $20, I want to put some in my, you know, on shelf so that I can have a special dinner. I look across that shelf and I'm like, well, which one is good? And so a lot of times people go with, you know, rating points and some things which they work for people in some way, but really it's what your taste that counts at the end of the day. But I kind of select them and I'm like, gosh, I read the label. I sort of like, is it going to be great? Because I don't want to risk buying something and then sort of souping it. And so this is a way that you can sort of taste it and know you're going to love it and then buy bottles.
Now, see, I think people, especially I've been in the wine industry for entirely too many years, and this has always been whether you're talking to a winemaker, you're talking to a big supplier, if you're talking to a wholesaler, hey, we can put everything we have into the bottle. We can do great packaging, great labeling, but how do we get people to pick up the bottles to try the wine and to understand what it's all about? This, to me, is finally the most brilliant idea. Here, try a little sip. It's like sitting there with a vintner in your own house saying, here, do you like it? Do you not?
Right. And I think that, you know, and from the web service standpoint, you know, we certainly don't want to just try to build a virtual tasting room, but we want to bring the stories of the winemakers alive and help you to select from the wineries and from the tastes on the website. So we're doing, you can browse the wineries, find out what they, you know, learn more about them as you need to do that. So we help you to select and shop and pick a sampler, but then the real job is getting it in front of you and the out-of-box experience. Sort of the tasting room in your home is the experience where you taste it and make the decision of which ones you like.
Now, see, I have to ask this question just because obviously I've scanned your website, I've read everything. The wines you have, like I mentioned before, are some of the legends. How did you approach wineries? How did you get wineries involved in this? And do you see more jumping on the bandwagon?
Well, I think, you know, our founder and the gentleman who started, Tim Bucher, had a winery of his own, and he also has an olive company. And he found, along with sort of his friends in Sonoma County and Dry Creek area, that they were, when people come in and taste their wines, they know how that works. They know that when you have a chance to go visit their winery and they can get you in front of their wines and taste their wines and learn their stories, that you will be a, we say it sort of move from a fan to a fanatic in some cases. And that, so coming to them and saying, look, this is a way to take this sort of outside of the people that can't come and visit you every day, Napa, Sonoma, Central Coast, Temecula. This is a way to kind of bring that out to a consumer audience, which has to go through a multi-tiered system to get to them. It was an exciting proposition for them. We also do sell to those wineries so that they can make wine tasting kits of their own.
Okay.
And they offer them to their own wine clubs and to their in their tasting rooms themselves. So we sort of have a dual business. But tastingroom.com is really the center point where we bring it all together for consumers and let them sort of shop, pick samplers, browse wineries, and then learn about wine tasting.
Now, do the wineries put the 50-milliliter bottles together or do y'all?
We do. We do all of the packaging for them. What they provide is sort of the content and they do the picks. They do say that I would like these six bottles because I think they are, you know, my best, or this is how I want to present my samplers. We're seeing some that are like taking all of their Pinots from a different vineyard and saying, okay, you know what? Never before will people get to sample alongside, you know, tasted from this vineyard and another vineyard. And so you get that chance to really understand the subtleties of how Pinots can be different. And I think that for a consumer is a tremendously exciting opportunity.
Oh, this is just brilliant. Hey, Coppin Wineries, they sent up a couple barrels. Can I have a job? I want to be one of the persons that fill the little bottles.
Yes, exactly. Well, we do have Wine Tasting Wednesday here.
Okay.
So you'll have to come up and visit. And, you know, one of the most interesting things I've learned, I've always loved wine, but one of the most interesting things I've learned about wine tasting is that it really does differ by person. We sit around here with all of our wheels and, you know, we're reading the labels and we're trying to say, does this have raspberry in it or what's on the nose? And everybody's taste really does differ. And that's where this is sort of, it's a fun way to do it, but it also sort of gets the risk out of sort of buying these premium bottles and gets you down to tasting and then knowing that each bottle that you buy and serve at dinner will be great.
I think it's brilliant. Well, Catherine, tell our listeners where they can find you.
You can find us at tastingroom.com.
All right.
And look for the promos because they're all over the site. So there's lots of promotional abilities to get started.
I encourage everybody to check it out. It's a great way to do tasting. Catherine, thank you very much for being part of the Crush today. You never know. I may wander in one day. Bottle for me, bottle for you, bottle for me, bottle for you. I see a great future ahead of us.
Wine Wednesday. Come on up.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you. All right. Bye now.
All right, we're going to take a small break here on The Crush, but when we return, we will wrap all this fun and exciting knowledge up into something you can use every day.
The Wine Crush, presented by Lot18.com.
Sometimes shopping for wine can be intimidating. What if you could have your own team of wine experts to help you discover new wines and great values? Lot 18 members have access to some of the finest wines from around the world. And each selection is sourced by Lot 18 experts directly with the producer.
Start your own wine adventure with Lot18.com today. Register now for free at Lot 18 and receive $10 off your first order. Visit Lot18.com/The Wine Crush. That's Lot18.com/The Wine Crush.
Convenient? You could say that.
Lots of branches, lots of ATMs, online, on your phone. When it comes to ways to bank, Bank of America's got it covered.
With so many ATMs, I can do my banking anytime, anywhere. There's one right by work.
I've got a Bank of America near my gym.
There's one near my home, near where the kids play soccer.
I like to do my banking online. Pay my bills, set up alerts. It's fast, secure.
I'm more of a mobile person. With Bank of America's mobile app, I can use my smartphone to transfer funds, check my balances, right here in the grandstands during a yellow flag.
Bank whenever, wherever, however you want, with Bank of America, the official bank of NASCAR. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com.
Requires enrolling in online banking. Carrier fees may apply. Online bill pays and optional service alerts not available in Idaho or Washington. Bank of America NA, member FDIC, copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc., copyright 2011, HGJ Licensing, LLC.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-yah time!
This is The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay sipping diva, and today we have been discussing tourism and tasting. And all of this stems from what I discussed in the opening of the show, basically how I spent my summer vacation. And ultimately, here's the message I meant to convey today, is after 20 years of being in the wine business, I took a vacation, and ultimately I wound up stressing myself on vacation because I couldn't find the wines I wanted to taste and couldn't find the wines I wanted to drink. And because I was on vacation, I figured it was earned, it was deserved, that someone should be serving me exactly what I had in mind. Well, that's the lesson I want to give to you. We're here about teaching here at The Crush. Ultimately, when you go on vacation, take what you're given. Enjoy, relax, and don't let everything else give to you. Save the tasting, save the learning, save the experience for when you're in your own environs, for when you can control what's going on. And as Catherine from TastingRoom.com said, it's a great place to learn about wines, and you can do so in the comfort of your own home. You can know what you want, know what you don't want, and you can narrow it down without someone being over your shoulder asking you if everything's okay. So ultimately, as you plan your getaways, what I learned on my summer vacation hopefully will save you some aggravation. Vacation to vacation, not to expect anything else. If you want to drink well wherever you're going, ship it with you. Carry it with you. Go buy it. Take it with you. But don't expect anyone else to be able to cater to your every whim and desire. Now, having said that, I do have to send a quick brief message to everybody else. For those of you in tourist towns, if you want people to come back, you have to treat them like they're regulars. You have to give them what they're looking for. You have to give them something unique and something special. Because other than that, you're just another tourist town that has a pretty water view and has a mediocre wine list at best. If people are on vacation, they are looking to relax and to enjoy. And restaurateurs, you aren't the only one that are going to bear the brunt of this. Consumers, I know that a lot of you spend a lot of time traveling, demand better. When you go and you relax, make sure that people are aware that they are not satisfying your needs. So that is my rant for today. I hope I didn't offend too many people, but if I did, you know where to find me. You can find me at 877-427-8741 or at lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, as we wrap the show, we always remind you, sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.